Union leaders and workers returned to protest today at the Wisconsin state capitol. Just a few years ago, Governor Scott Walker all but eliminated bargaining rights for public employee unions. This time the issue is a bill that bans mandatory union dues in the private sector. Walker says he'll sign this one into law, too. Wisconsin Public Radio's Sean Johnson reports.
These protests are a lot smaller than those 4 years ago when tens of thousands gathered daily at the Wisconsin Capitol. But they have their fiery moments.
What's disgusting?
Union busting!
What's disgusting?
Union busting!
Philip Gruber of the Machinists Union told a crowd of a couple thousand gathered on the steps of the Capitol that the only way to stop the right to work bill was to stand still.
That's right. I said stand still. I think it's about time that we stop the production in this country. Let's stand still.
As Gruber spoke, a handful of people in the crowd chanted, strike, strike, strike. But for the most part, the atmosphere here is far more reserved in 2015 than in 2011. Republican Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald matter-of-factly announced last Friday that he would introduce a right-to-work bill, and he already had the votes to pass it. At a public hearing yesterday, Fitzgerald said it was time to modernize Wisconsin's labor laws.
The bottom line is that to move our state forward, Wisconsin needs a modern economy. The status quo has served us well in the past, but in order to see our economy continue to compete at a global level, we cannot remain mired in the antiquated system.
Greg Murad of the National Right to Work Committee says Wisconsin's current labor laws that let private sector unions collect dues from all workers are akin to being kidnapped in a taxi cab.
The other passengers don't let you out. They sit on either side and hold you there. The driver ignores your protests. After a lengthy drive, they pull over in Green Bay, the car stops, they untie you, and before they let you go, they demand $300 for your share of the cab fare.
Unlike 4 years ago, when he made going after public sector unions his signature achievement, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker has been mostly quiet on right to work. That's because he has said again and again that right to work would not happen on his watch. Here he is, interviewed by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
Private sector unions are my partner in economic development.
But once a right to work bill surfaced, Walker wasted little time in announcing his support.
I haven't changed my position on it. It just wasn't a priority for me. But should they pass it within the next 2 weeks, which is, I think, their target, I plan on signing.
While this right-to-work bill would keep collective bargaining intact for private sector unions, it could result in situations where union members who pay their dues are working side-by-side with workers who don't. Patrick Wieser is the union president at a Green Bay company that builds machines for the paper industry. He says his union has a great relationship with management, and he worries a Republican-led effort will hurt that.
They're reaching in, and they're getting into private business. They always say less government. I'm seeing more government here. How can they rule out something they've never experienced?
But as much as many union members dislike this bill, most don't think they can stop it. Steamfitter James Piper worries that it will starve his union to death.
I'm here today as kind of like a funeral for a friend. I'm not the least bit positive or hopeful that this is going to have any impact on the decisions made inside the building.
Piper says he's worked long enough to see the good that unions do for workers, but he concedes that many younger workers don't want to join.
Hell, we won't even be able to get a newsletter out to say, let's all get together down at the state capitol and have a rally.
When it passes, Wisconsin will become the 25th state with right-to-work law, laws that used to be more common in the South. But Republican governors in Michigan and Indiana recently signed right-to-work laws, and Wisconsin appears to be following the same pattern, albeit over the objections of unions that no longer carry much sway with their state government. For NPR News, I'm Sean Johnson in Madison.